The Embassy of Afghanistan in Washington, D.C. honored the nation's pursuit of freedom this week.
The independence of Afghanistan is a celebration for each Afghan.
Ambassador Tayyip Jawad, chief representative of Afghanistan in the United States, hosted an Independence Day gathering in recognition of all who have paid the price for freedom in an often troubled land.
Countries like Afghanistan have gone through many hardships. We have gained our independence 87 years ago. We should actually remember the men and women who fought to gain our freedom. It was hard won.
First officially observed in 1919, Independence Day ceremonies have been held on or around August 19th ever since. Afghanistan's Independence Day marks the country's successful struggle and ultimate liberation from British rule. But many here on this evening have a more recent struggle for freedom in mind. Among them, retired U.S. General and former Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Richard Myers.
People will reflect on the year they want to reflect on, but I think having left the service now, looking back on my tenure and thinking about the tens of thousands of men and women, U.S. Armed Forces, other armed forces that have dedicated their lives literally to a free Afghanistan, I think is what I think about it this day.
Afghanistan's fight to maintain its independence continues as Taliban-led rebels persist in their insurgent attacks. But just this week, NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, which has security forces in Afghanistan, pledged continued support for the nation's fledgling democracy.
The road ahead of us is challenging, but we are sure that we have chosen the right path. The Afghan constitution, the Afghan parliament, the elected president will provide actually the necessary tools and determination of the Afghan people, more importantly, to take Afghanistan further.
As for the present, the mood on this 87th birthday celebration of Afghanistan's freedom seemed decidedly hopeful. George Dwyer, VOA News.